Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Where yesterday's news is today's news.
Is that on your cards?
Very strange.
It's a strange world we live in.
That's funny.
Master Joe. Thank you, Richie. That's very sweet of you. Rich McFadden. Rich. What did I talk to you? I called you about something yesterday. I forget what I called you about. I think I actually called you a compliment.
Did you say it on the air?
Yeah, no. It was a complimentary conversation.
I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah, okay. So it was very important.
It was exciting.
It was exciting. Always exciting to get a call from me. Jennifer Horn is here from the West Coast. Ken Kessler is on the Left Coast as well. When did it first... Was Limbaugh the first person to call it the Left Coast? I think he was, wasn't he?
No, it had to be around before.
You think?
Yeah.
Before that? Really?
I mean, we can give him credit for lots of things,
sure.
But I don't know about that.
This week in Connecticut, the high court there said, let them live. As in 11 death row inmates. 11 death row inmates spared.
You know, there's actually a wiki page for the Left Coast.
Is there?
Yeah.
Connecticut got rid of the death penalty 3 years ago, but that change did not apply to the 11 prisoners who were already on death row. Now, the court says that executing them would violate the state constitution. It went to the state Supreme Court, and was deemed cruel and unusual punishment. So, the Connecticut decision on the death penalty is a hot topic not only there and around New England, but all around our country because of the discussion in the past year about lethal injection drugs. They have been accused of being cruel and unusual, and because they botched so many. I don't understand what happened, though. They've been using the same stuff for years. So how kind of all of a sudden in the past year...
Is it not working,
right? Especially when you use it for dogs and cats and anything else you want to be euthanized, the same stuff. So I don't understand. Does anybody have a better, clearer picture than I do?
I just wonder if there's more media scrutiny now.
Really?
And maybe this is an old problem that we just didn't know about. They didn't care.
Yeah. Well, that could be. Yeah, listen, anything's possible, right? Speaking of that, why? I'm asking why because I'm not sure I understand this charity that brings albino children from Africa, mostly from Tanzania. They are being brought here because if they are left in Africa, they're hunted down by various tribal interests who think, because of their superstitions, that these albino children are worth a lot of money. That is, they kill them and they sell their body parts on the black market. They take, you know...
To do what?
Well, that's not clear to me. I just think that we have, you know, we are so isolated to the point of being insular here in America. We realize that we have a wonderful life. We have, most of us, enough money to have a roof over our head, 3 squares a day, get around fairly easily. And we have communication. We can watch television. We can go to the movies, read books. We can do all of these things. We can expand our mind if we choose to. We can do all kinds of things. In these areas of the world, there are no choices for life, much at all. There are no choices of what you do for a living because there's nothing to do. So many of these people, by the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, just exist. And that's it. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine what life is like just as an existence. And you wonder if there is an infinite intelligence, a supreme being, why would this be part of the creation? Anyway, there is a charity that's trying to help these albino children get them out of there before they are killed. But under the circumstances, this is really, it takes you back when you understand how backward much of the rest of the world is. If it were a place where there were Americans who went to visit on tour, if there were vacations in these areas, or there were a lot of presence of Westerners, this would never happen. But there are many places in deepest, darkest Africa that nobody ever goes. Nobody goes to these places. I remember when I went on a tour of the Horn of Africa.
That's my African cousin.
The Horn of Africa, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Am I getting too serious? So it's time for us to have a little, am I?
Really? A little bit.
A little
bit.
Well,
we're just having a hard time bouncing with you.
Are you? I haven't been that. What did I bounce off of?
We started with death penalty drugs, and somehow we ended up with albino African children.
Well,
so it was just, you know.
Okay, so here's what I really want to do.
But I got caught up on my email there.
I'm just going to point out the fact that albino children in the U.S. are not killed, but they are also treated differently. I mean, it's a terrible condition.
Yeah.
We had an albino guy at my high school.
Actually.
What'd you say, Richie?
I was just going through my Johnny Winter collection, actually.
See, I'm trying to have people understand that this is a bit of a problem, and you don't take me seriously.
No,
it's okay.
I was probably too serious. Who would ever even think about the
flight
of
albino children in Africa? Yeah, okay.
Right.
So,
let's talk. NPR of you, Doug.
I listen, every once in a while I got to sound like I have a credible reality here. Okay. Here's what I would like to do. Would you? What is it? What?
She's her own party.
She is. Okay. All right, let's all of us have a party.
Somebody says albino and I just get excited.
13 past the hour.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Edgar Winter. So we need to connect the dots here. Edgar Winter is perhaps our most famous... Johnny Winter, right. Edgar's brother. Most famous albino performer in the music world, probably, right?
Johnny sadly passed away.
He was most popular in the 70s. Rock and roll Hoochie Coo was his signature song. All right, come on. Let's get back to business here. I have a challenge, and you're welcome to join us in this 888-302-3684. I have not looked here, but I have it on good authority that the post office is highly touted in Yelp. So I thought, as a target, most of us, and you can say, well, why do I need a target? Because I feel like what Jennifer just said, it may be true. I'm getting a little heavy, and so let's lighten it up a little bit. What can we do? Go to Yelp and see the reviews that are posted for the post office. United States Postal Service, UPSP, whatever it is, UP, what is it?
USPS,
that too. All right, and we're going to go through some of these reviews on Yelp for the Postal Service in just a minute. And you're probably going to say, yikes, to Yelp. 15 past the hour and good day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. If you're hesitant to go on your dream vacation, you're not alone. In fact, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 72% of Americans aren't taking their dream vacations because they think they're too expensive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
When it comes to budgeting for any vacation, make sure to plan and research your trip beforehand. Many hotels and resorts offer amazing deals on excursions, especially during the off-season. You can also use a travel rewards card year-round and save up points to offset costs on your next vacation. My favorite is the card I carry myself, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card. I earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on all purchases. I also love having the flexibility to use my points on more than just flights, like a trip to the Louvre in Paris. Now that's a vacation worth dreaming about.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film, The War. But if you remember, he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, it's now, what do we have, 17 after the hour? That's what we have. What do you have? You've got the same as I do. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie McFadden, and reviews of Yelp. By Yelp, of, and Yelp doesn't really do the reviews. They just allow you to post your
people,
view.
Right, it's right, a forum right. for people and to post.
Yelp is popular. How do they make money? Of advertising on
yeah,
the
Yeah, they've got ads running all down the right side there.
Right. Okay. So do you have general reviews, Richie?
No, Kenny? I actually did my local post office.
That's what I was going to say. Let's go to Los Angeles.
More fun.
I just did the first one that came up, and I got the Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay.
Okay, so
Jennifer, you start.
Okay, so I just typed in, this is my very local Sunland post office, and I have to set the stage. The first one is from Tora M. She gives them 4 out of 5 stars and says, the employees are kind and courteous, there's rarely a line, and when there is, it goes fast. I love all of their stamp selection, all of this stuff. Well, Susan C. says, or I'm sorry, Denise A. says, this place shouldn't even get a star. Place sucks, and all these losers that give it 5 stars are fake. They must work there. They lost my mail 3 times, including money, postal and sector needed at this area. Most people that do bad reviews, I've noticed their spelling isn't so good.
Right, yeah, because they're just ranting like bang, bang, bang on the keyboard.
EM says, 1 star, this place is a nightmare. They rarely have enough people working there. They don't often differentiate the passport line from the mail line, so you can be stuck for literally hours in a line of 8 people. Avoid. Today was 3rd in line and waited 35 minutes. This is typical. Boo. Oh, this is a good one. Lenny from Sunland says, 1 star, this place, they are rude and uptight. Our mailbox is like 10 feet in from the street. One day a friend stayed over with their dog and was in the front yard, so the mailman did not deliver. Days go by with no mail, so I go to the post office to see what's up, and then they made me wait for a manager to tell him that no mail will be delivered to this address until the mailbox is moved to the street, and dog gone.
Dog gone.
Dog gone.
My son was in the Santa Monica post office the other day. There were 14 people in line. He waited for almost 40 minutes, and there was one person at the counter and 3 people walking around. And that's what sort of go. When he told me that story, I remembered my own. I've been to some bad post offices. There's nothing worse than the Santa Monica post office. Nothing. So every bad, I'm looking at 4 packages being stuck since March. They can't get them out. That kind of stuff. What did you start to say, Richie?
Here's one that's great for Brooklyn, New York. If you live in this area, you got about a 60-70% chance of your mail being delivered. I mean, delivered to you. About half my mail is not addressed to me. They go out of their way to treat their customers like garbage. 1 star is 10 stars too many.
Yeah. Kenny, do you find anything good?
Yeah, Dean says, there is no other option. I just think that the post office serves itself. When will we get another option for letters and documents?
You do.
Meaning
you do.
Certified.
Email. Yeah, email or FedEx or UPS or something like that.
Here's one. Dear God, I hate this place.
All right. A little levity in the morning. 21 after on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This week in 1983, Stevie Nicks by herself has the number 5 position. Stevie Nicks, yes, of, okay, this is a quiz. You want to help us?
Sure.
Stevie Nicks was with a guy in a beard. His name was Mick Fleetwood. Fleetwood, good day. Mick Fleetwood. So, how did she do on her own, or how does she do on her own versus how she did with Fleetwood Mac?
She did very well on her own.
Yeah. Didn't she have a drug problem for a while?
She's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's okay now, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she is. Anyway, excuse me, Richie. This day, 1983, saw this song in the number 5 position as we review the top 5. People love our musical focus, and so every hour at this time we have some sort of musical focus. Stevie Nicks, Stand Back, number 5 this week, 1983. Number 4 belonged to Michael Sambello. Another good pop song, I think. Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm. It was good from the movies.
Yeah.
How so?
Because fame was not fame. Just fame?
Flash dance.
And Jennifer Beals is hot.
Oh, Zephyr Beals. Yeah. Movies. And this was about her? The song was about her?
This was during one of the dance scenes. Mm-hmm. Where she's jumping all over the place.
Jumping all over with her arms going up in the air, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is actually when she was during the tryout scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Another good moving song from this day, 83. Remember, this is sort of on the cusp of the disco era. Donna Summer, number 3. 1983. 32 years ago. Oof. Good tune, though, right? Can't sit still with this playing in the background.
Good stuff.
Or foreground. Another one of these groups from that era that did very well, the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams. Annie Lennox, Dave Stewart, I think, and
yep.
They're all together in this, right?
Yes, they were then.
Yeah, they were then. I told you, Dave Stewart was at Uri Geller's wedding.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox
right.
Wasn't there. He was dressed in a pink suit with white stripes, and he had big glasses that covered half of his face. Like, is that typical of his attire?
Rock stars, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, nothing. In character, though. Very short guy, little guy.
They all are.
Yeah. All right, number
most
one.
Rock stars, 5'2".
It's one of my faves of all time.
That's why I never made it.
Really, because you're too big, Rizzy? I got it. It's not that you don't have talent.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. The Police, number one during this week in 1983. Every breath you take. This is something very important for you to keep in mind as you're going through your day. Make sure you breathe. And I don't mean just normally, but four or five times during the day. Just take a moment or two and breathe. Put your hands over your head and bring them back down again. Do it four or five times. Bring a lot of fresh air into your lungs, and it'll change the mood and mode of everything you're doing. All right?
This song is pretty much about stalking his girlfriend, though.
Yeah, but that's yeah. Not, yeah, this song's not about that. You're right.
Yeah. You'll never get away from me. I'm always going to be watching you.
Always going to be watching you.
Always watching you. Even if you get that pesky little restraining order, I'll still be watching you.
All right, so number five this week in 1983, Stevie Nicks, Michael Cimbello in the number four position, Donna Summer, number three, the Eurythmics, number two, and the Police, number one with this song. Coming up in the next half hour, if you have not gone to the website WeBeSisters.com, you might want to join us there because we're going there in a few minutes. WeBeSisters.com. Up next on Good Day, it's 28 after the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourRight.com. That's BicFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Mixing a stiff drink. One of the Weeby sisters has got a martini in her hand, I think, in this video that we're going to work on. Is it a margarita?
Yeah.
All right, the Doug Steffen Good Day program has been tested for viruses, and we're fine. We have software working all the time, and you can tell that by listening to how soft Jennifer Horn. All right, so Jennifer is here, and Richie is here, and Kenny is here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of you have heard Hillary Clinton say that she had the black vote all wrapped up. Black women especially would support her because of her attitude and her work for equal rights and, you know, all kinds of stuff that you would think would be easily attributable. There's a website that we have found called WeebySisters.com. And this is not the beginning. This is not the first post that they've done. They've been actually quite since Donald Trump became the first choice for a lot of people, these people have been very, very vocal. I believe they are black sisters. Are they not? Are they cousins? Sisters?
I think they're sisters in the term of sisters. Are they real blood sisters?
I don't know. Their names are Diamond.
They don't say.
Their names are Diamond and Silk, and they stump for Trump.
Right.
And so they've been all over the media, and apparently this video that we're going to hear from them, they were scheduled to be on MSNBC.
Right.
And MSNBC wanted to know all of their personal information,
mm-hmm.
and then dumped them when they wouldn't give them the personal information. They got mad.
I tell you all, I appreciate all of the support from you all, from all of our viewers.
Yes.
CNN and Yahoo News and all of the countless radio stations.
Yes.
We really appreciate you all. But I just got something to tell you all.
Uh-huh.
Okay, NBC threw us up under the bus and backed that bus back up on us.
That's what they did.
Now, we were supposed to have an interview with MSNBC with a guy by the name of Steve Konosky. Well, because Steve Konosky couldn't
Yes.
He canceled on us.
Yes, he
wanted to know who our children were.
Yes.
What was their name?
Yes.
Where we were.
Yes.
Where we lived.
Yes.
It was none of his business.
None of
it. So I decided,
because
you want to know what's wrong with us,
what's wrong
let me find out what's wrong with you.
Let's find out.
Well, we found out that he used to work for Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, making donuts. Well, see, Panowski, if you don't want us on your show to suffer Trump, maybe you should go back and report news to them donuts.
Yes.
Or I tell you what, how about flying to the moon and making moon pies and talk to the moon about the news? You probably won't get no ratings, though.
No.
And how is it that they can invite Brian Lyon Williams back on MSNBC,
that's right,
but don't want to invite us on MSNBC to go ahead and stop for Trump?
That's
listen,
right.
We are strong supporters for Trump.
Yes.
We stop for the Trump, okay?
Yes.
And I tell you what,
yes,
you don't want us to stop for the Trump?
Yes.
On your show?
On your
we
show.
Will stop for the Trump right here.
Yes.
And I tell you what you do.
Right.
How about going and making honey buns? Make you some delicious honey buns and report the news to them. Because if you don't be careful,
yes,
your buns is not going to have no ratings whatsoever for fooling with us because we haven't done nothing to you. We not paid by Trump.
No.
We not no imposter for Trump. We ain't never met Trump.
No,
we don't know Trump.
No, we
but
don't.
We know we want him to be president.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we know. And what you ain't gonna do, what they're trying to do you all, they're trying to do
oh
hit
my
pieces.
God, funny.
They're trying to do hit pieces
yes
on us. They're trying to twist our world.
Yes.
But if you want to know what I think,
what you
do want to know what I think,
what
you
think?
All that we got to do is tone in right here on our doggone station.
That's right.
If they don't want us to come and report for them,
that's right.
We will report it right here.
That's
we
right.
Stopping for Trump, and don't y'all stop stopping for him, too.
No.
I don't know what's wrong with MSNBC.
No.
But Steve Konofsky, shame on you. Shame on you.
Super beats.
As they do the shame finger thing. It's hysterical.
Oh,
I said, I watched them for about an hour yesterday.
Did
and
you?
Just, I was, oh, God, it's so entertaining.
Funny stuff. It is entertaining. And the subtext is MSNBC screws us over because we stump for Trump.
Yeah.
They do.
And they did a video about Hillary Clinton's
yeah
email scandal, and they were so funny. They were like, this is a case for the sisters. CSI sisters. Talking about how you have to look in the ground, and you have to look. There are all the places where you could look for Hillary
it's
Clinton's
called Hillary
emails.
Clinton, what the hell happened
right
to your email?
And you can be sure, by the way, you can be sure that this stuff will get traction. And it's just what I find about this that I like more than anything else and like having my name on it is they're all engaging. There's something either funny, there's something dramatic, there's something to learn, there's something maybe sad. But we have all of these videos in the video of the day box at DougStephan.com. And it just, it puts oftentimes pieces together of things that you may not necessarily understand. So.
So glad
fun
that I got married, was 15, 16 years ago now.
There's
so much
God
pressure for
yeah
you to be like epic.
Be awesome.
When you get married. Like if I just got married and walked up and said, hey man, we're having a great time, you know, that's not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to do some big production that's going to get 100,000 views on YouTube. Otherwise, your wedding is a failure.
Do you think when you get to be, let's say, somebody who's my age, or people who have been married once or twice shouldn't even bother to have a party. You just, if you want to be married, you just go.
No, party. All parties on the
floor. Really?
Are you crazy?
That's all my wedding was about, was the party.
Yeah, you had
yeah
a nice party. It was
yeah
not
I mean
overdone.
Like
no,
marriage,
really, it was.
The party.
It was a nice,
downhill.
It really
right
was very nice.
And
Richie's wedding
fun
was fun. Yeah, we had fun at your wedding, too. Yeah, it was so hot, though. My God, was it hot. Oof. And Richie, I mean, the Kenny got married. Well, Richie actually got married in Las Vegas, too.
Yep. The official wedding.
They both did.
Yeah.
Get married in Las
we were
Vegas.
We both married by Elvis.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, Jennifer, you got to get married in Las Vegas.
I've always wanted to be married in a drive-through Elvis wedding chapel.
Really?
Not for, I mean, I want like a real wedding, but then I want to do another
that's
wedding
we
at the drive-through. Yeah.
And it's right the funniest thing you will ever do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. Yeah, it's good stuff. Apes. may be closer to human speech than we realize. Story at DougStephan.com of Coco,
just listen to
the
our
world's
last segment.
Most intelligent gorilla. He's going to be replacing Rich any day now.
This, I got news for you. He's been pushing the buttons for the last week.
All right, so this gorilla uses 1,000 signs from American Sign Language to communicate, has gained a very sophisticated understanding of spoken English as well through the help of a group of psychologists and researchers who've been training her for a number of years. There's a study out that we refer to at DougStephan.com suggesting that this ape may be closer to verbal communication than has been thought. This information comes from the Journal of Animal Cognition. The research finds that gorillas may be capable of complex vocal behavior that defies previous beliefs. Traditionally, scientists thought that apes had extremely limited vocal ability, but apparently this postdoctoral researcher at the University of Wisconsin says in something we gleaned off of the Huffington Post, it was thought that they were not able to voluntarily control their vocalizations, and also that they were not able to learn new vocalizations outside of their species repertoire. Apparently that is not the case, and this animal, you can click on the story, get the rest of the story at DougStephan.com. This animal is closer, it's sort of like a parrot. Is this this seems more intelligent, frankly, than a parrot. It doesn't seem to me like a parrot.
Yes, not just mimicking.
No, it's just it's thinking.
Right.
This is thoughtful
right.
conversation. So that's where we're headed next. Apes will talk. 16 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and now Karen Dawson joins us. Karen is a certified travel consultant, a master cruise consultant, certified Caribbean specialist, a travel industry executive, and she's here to talk about all of the problems you have experienced, I have experienced, we've all experienced in getting on an airplane, and the stuff, I mean, the not only the TSA stuff, which is mindless baloney in and of itself, but because the airlines have combined, United is two big airlines, Delta is now two big airlines, American is two big airlines, and the two big airlines are too big, Karen, in my estimation. You find all kinds of computer problems, and they're so big that when the computer crashes, it stops. For example, what was it, United last month, everything stopped for 5 hours, right?
And this past weekend it was in Washington, D.C. But unfortunately, or fortunately, it wasn't the airline's problem. It was the FAA. It was the air traffic control system.
Right. So, and that was another thing that there's been much publicity about in the last week or 10 days of how the record logs show that these people are, after six and a half hours, the air traffic controllers are fatigued. They're falling asleep. I mean, there are all kinds of things that give you nightmares if you're a frequent flyer like I am, and I'm betting you are.
Yes, that's for sure. But I have great faith in the system, and the exciting news is this new, it's a new air traffic control system. It's based on satellites instead of the old radar, which is what we use for years and years. So as I read this article that they've determined it was just a computer glitch that happened on Saturday, that makes me very happy. That's all it was.
Well, do you believe it? So is that
absolutely? I do. It's a new computer system. Sure, it was implemented in the spring. They were implementing an update, and those things happen. I think the unfortunate things, when it happens on our own PC at home, it's not a big deal.
Right.
When it happens for thousands of travelers who are traveling the Washington D.C. area, it's a big deal. But the real frustrating thing is that the airlines didn't know what the problem was. The airport didn't know what the problem was, you know, and so they're ultimately blaming the FAA. And unfortunately, the FAA didn't come out and say anything.
Well,
until
it's
six to 4 hours later.
Right. It's typical government where they cover their own butts. They're all worried about their own jobs and careers and not what is going to be in for the benefit of the traveling public. The value is here because we're paying for it. We ought to have value, and you don't. You're slaves to these people who are interested in themselves and not interested in what the big picture is.
Well, I think in this case, they're so afraid, and understandably so, with the recent hacking of the IRS and some other, you know, retail stores. I think the FAA was probably trying to be cautious and really investigate what did happen, and we've got to be careful what we say so not to alarm people. So from that perspective, I understand. But it would have been good if they could have at least issued something that said, gee, we have a computer glitch, we're working on it, and we're going to get you up and running as fast as we can. If they had said something, but unfortunately they didn't say anything until after it was fixed. So so that's the problem.
Well, that's so
and
typical.
The airlines did not respond.
And the airlines sometimes, depending on the training, I think, you know, what I want to know when we're traveling, I want
right.
to hear the pilot talk about what's going on. I want to know where we are,
exactly.
what's going on.
Right.
And
right.
They're only required to speak on takeoff and as they get ready to land. So that's what most of them do, is just what they're required to do. And it's
right.
usually non-informative foolishness that's a promotion for the airline instead of really getting to the... I mean, we all love to ride with a guy who says, look out on the right-hand side. You can see the Grand Canyon. You see that
right.
waterfall down there? You know, I fell down the over the tree with my wife. You know, something like that. But that doesn't we're not required to have, in order to have a good flight, to have that sort of thing. What we are required, you know, the air traffic control system, as you said, has been updated. It's been 30 years in the making. There has been there have been complaints for 30 years from pilots and airlines that the system was outdated and needed to be updated. But because Congress raided all the money in the airline trust fund, it's taken them this long to make it work. So I think that needs to be clear.
Exactly. So I'm thrilled that we finally got a new system.
New system. All right. Well, thank you for updating us on that. A lot of people, I think, didn't know there was a new air traffic control system. So that brings us around to thinking, all right, maybe the travel would be easier. Now we can just get rid of the TSA. We'll be all happy, those of us who are travelers. Karen Dawson, a travel consultant here on Good Day. It's 51 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. That means we're going to be joined in a moment by Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on amazing Amazon. Is it as amazing as it may seem? Apparently outside it is, inside it's a question and a half. So we'll talk about that and whether it's something you should care about if you're doing business with Amazon. Up next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check with Placer, push a button to save your location. To get there again or share with friends, use a map, compass, or GPS. Add to your collection.
I'll be back.
Placer.
It's a hit.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This punchy 6-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with 4 different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Down to hit and run stop, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can wait out and handle.
So where is Rusty Staub now?
Rusty opened two restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money to policemen and firemen families, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Greg Stebbin here on Good Day with Amazon in the news. Some pretty unpleasant reviews of their work culture. What are we to believe?
Well,
and why does it make a difference?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you have, first of all, this was a very extensively researched story in the New York Times. They say they spoke to over 100 employees and former employees, and then many Amazon employees, and the picture that they paint, frankly, it sort of reminds me of Charles Dickens' England, you know. I mean, it's a terrible place. You know, one quote is, one quote was, I've seen every one of my coworkers cry at their desk. Uh-huh. I mean, that's not where I want to work. Many Amazon employees and former employees lashing back and saying this is nothing like the place I worked, or it used to be a pretty bad place to work and it's changed. I do think it's important, though, because this is a technology trend that could continue for all companies. Amazon is all about data, and they're using data to extract the most from employees. That nobody disputes. The end result is, are people crying or are people empowered by the ability to do their best? And companies learn from other companies about what a proper workplace should be like. Yeah. So if we don't rise up.
Yeah, but what's a callous environment? I think that we have entitled so many people in this country. I mean, come on. At some point in time, I think I saw a survey that basically the average worker spends 64% of his time that he's being paid for working for the boss. The rest of it is screwing off, doing stuff that has nothing to do with personal things, whatever, and nothing to do with what they're being paid to do.
Well, but I think this is exactly why this is an important story. I'm not saying Amazon is wrong here. I think it's shocking the picture that the New York Times paints versus the picture that employees and ex-employees, others are painting. But I think it's important to get to the bottom of it so that the workplace is not either negatively or positively influenced by what appears to be untrue.
One of the things that you can always count on from the New York Times is there's an axe to grind. So let's not go too far without finding out who is responsible for this, for what is it, goring the axe or whatever the expression is. There's always, at the Times, always a reason for something like this. Meanwhile, other things that are of interest, people are learning how to unsend an email. What happens? We had a story at DougStephan.com a bit ago about, I found it fascinating. How do you unsend an email?
Well, so the first thing you have to understand is the way that these programs work is they don't send the email as you're normally accustomed to sending and receiving them. Mm-hmm. They actually save them in a special format. So when the person gets the email, they know something strange or different is going on, but it does enable you to unsend it. And if that's important to you, it's something to investigate. There's lots of apps in Gmail that will enable you to do this.
Apps in Gmail that will allow you to unsend an email that you might have wished after you sent it again. 59 after. Good information as usual from Greg Stebbin, tech editor at Men's Health Magazine.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.